President Biden will meet this evening with 10 Republican senators who are urging him to strike a much smaller deal on coronavirus relief. They're saying Biden should get behind their $618 billion plan if he really means what he says about seeking unity in Washington. But Biden is weighing whether to push through his own plan that's three times bigger, $1.9 trillion. He could do that with Democrats alone. Joining us now is NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. Kelsey, this is a big test for the president. Explain why.
Well, a part of what he's having to decide here is whether or not he wants to try to go it alone with Democrats who are saying that they need a much larger, more robust coronavirus response, or whether or not he wants to follow the bipartisanship that he has been calling for. It seems basically that he will have to choose one or the other. Though I will say that as much as it is possible for Democrats to pass a COVID relief package on their own, it's with a process, a very wonky process called budget reconciliation, it would require all of the Democrats to be on the same page. So there's a risk there, too, in that not all Democrats may agree that, you know, that this package should be quite so large or that it should include all of the elements. So there are risks in both directions for Biden.
That's a good point. Democrats like Joe Manchin of West Virginia are always kind of wild cards. And among the Republicans, we heard from one of the 10 on Fox News Sunday yesterday. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy had this to say about their plan.
We are very targeted. We're targeted to the needs of the American people, treating our tax dollars as if there are tax dollars, not just money to spend, and putting it where we need to come out of the pandemic.
So just to fill in some detail, Republicans want $1,000 direct checks in contrast to the $1,400 that Joe Biden wants. They also want tighter income caps for people to qualify for those checks. Kelsey, what else can you tell us about that?
So we know that their plan calls for $220 billion for this new round of direct payments. So that $1,000 that you mentioned would be sent to individuals making under $40,000 a year. And there would also be $500 for each dependent, adults and children included. And individuals making over $50,000 under this plan and couples making over $100,000 would be ineligible for a direct payment. So that is a significant change from Democrats who have a much more generous upper end for how much, for how many people would be allowed to receive it.
Another difference is that Biden and Republicans are not on the same page about how long unemployment benefits should last or how generous they ought to be. So if you're wondering sort of, you know, what's the appetite for compromise here? Well, here's what Joe Biden's economic advisor, Brian Deese, said on CNN yesterday.
We're certainly open to input from anywhere where we can find a constructive idea to make this package as effective as possible. But the president is uncompromising when it comes to the speed that we need to act at to address this crisis.
So, Kelsey, could you play interpreter for us here? What does that sound like to you? Does that sound like compromise in the air?
It sounds like an effort at compromise, though I will say the compromise is a little bit more difficult than that in this particular situation, in part because the gulf between, as you said, the gulf between like $600 billion and $1.9 trillion is truly enormous. To put some of that into perspective, Congress has already been flooding money into relief. We've already seen the largest relief packages in American history, and this is adding to that. Republicans are running out of appetite for that. One of the things that I hear very often when I talk to Republican senators and staff is that they feel like they need to see the bill that passed in December get to work. They want to see the money go out the door, and they want to see whether or not these vaccines will speed up the economy. They feel that there's a possibility that an economic recovery could happen without further intervention from Congress. And Democrats simply disagree with that. They say that they need at least six additional months of unemployment benefits to make sure that people who need it have a long runway to get back on their feet. And, you know, that is a big difference. I mean, Republicans are saying that it should be $300 in federal unemployment benefits per week through the end of June. Democrats want $400 per week through the end of September. And that could be a major, major difference, not just in how much the bill costs, but how it impacts people's lives.
Yeah, there is a big gulf, as you say here, Kelsey. Although one of the things that stands out to me is that if you added this roughly $600 billion proposal that Democrats are receiving now from their GOP counterparts to the $900 billion that we saw at the end of the year, it would roughly add up to the $1.5 trillion plan that we saw from the Problem Solvers Caucus. That was that group of bipartisan lawmakers. So we'll see if that is enough to get a deal done. Kelsey Snell is our congressional correspondent for NPR. Kelsey, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.